It's hard for me to jump on top of this song, Lloyd, but it's welcome back to JR Morning. It's great to be here with Lloyd Jackson on the great voice of the Great Lakes. Head coach Tom Izzo is more than a basketball coach to not only Michigan State University, but the state of Michigan. Does an incredible job of serving as an ambassador through good times, bad. He has the ability to bring things forward in such a positive way, and he joins us now. Good morning to you, Coach. It's great to have you on WJR.
Well, Mark, Lloyd, thanks, man. I wish I felt that important, but I appreciate all the good things. Call my wife and tell her that. She doesn't feel that way about me, but whatever you guys say, I'm all in.
Yeah, let me negotiate your best contract, I'll do whatever.
Coach, a couple of them over the time.
Coach, I got to ask you about those Pistons. They take a 2-0 lead over Cleveland. What impressed you most? Is it their talent, their toughness, or just the confidence that they're playing with right now?
Well, being the coach that I am, I have to say I'm really impressed with the job JB has done. He has instituted some toughness into that team. I mean, when you do things like that in your culture – and I remember when he was at Cleveland, he came up and spent a day, and we just talked about a million things, and I was so impressed with him then. And watching him and watching his team play, I kind of compare him to us in this respect, although they have a super, superstar in Cade Cunningham. Mm-hmm. But the rest of the team is just good blue-collar, tough team. Some guys are getting better. But they guard you now, and they rebound the ball. They get after you. They're physical. It reminds me, I told Isaiah, I saw him a week and a half ago at a game, and it looks like the old Bad Boys in some respect.
Yeah.
You know, Coach, a lot of announcements are coming out of the NCAA expansion from 68 to 76 teams, but one that hit me closer here to home – name, image, and likeness has been the acronym we've been hearing lately, yet the University of Detroit takes a hit on APR. I've not heard of an APR impact since I retired almost a decade ago. It blew my mind when I pick up the paper and I go, what's going on here?
Well, I tell you, now you hit something that, as you know, I struggle with some of the things. I'm all for paying players, just not the numbers. I'm not all for the transfer portal because – nothing in sports has a free agency every day of the year. But this latest thing, and it hits home because my former assistant, Mark Montgomery, has done such a great job there last year and got his team almost to an NCAA tournament. And I'm on a bunch of committees, as you were, Mark, and we've been arguing for 5 years that there shouldn't even be an APR anymore. Because when you let kids transfer when they want, do what they want, how do you control anything? And this thing, I'll use a couple of tough words, disgusting and insulting and absolutely insane. Those are the three I'll come up with. And I'm all for academics. You know what we've done here. But these people that think that we can control this, when you're letting them leave when they want, leave to go pro when they want, and you think they're going to finish up their stuff, somebody's on dial-a-clue. They don't really have any idea what reality is. So I'm not happy with some things the NCAA has done, but this one, since I was involved in it 5 years ago on boards, when we told them this was going to happen, And I'm like you, Mark. I never heard of it in 5 years. And all of a sudden, they get a place like University of Detroit. I felt bad for Monty. I feel bad for the players. I feel bad for the institution. And personally, geez, I hate to be insulting. Like, I think it's a joke. How's that?
Yeah. And Lloyd, you look at these things. The NCAA has permitted all these things to change.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And yet,
yeah,
the things that they change impact all the schools negatively. Perhaps the schools like the University of Detroit even more so.
Even more so, absolutely. Coach,
Coach,
the 76 team expansion cleared a big hurdle, a unanimous committee vote. Having spent decades in the 68 team era. Does this kind of feel like a natural evolution to you, or are we risking fixing something that wasn't broken?
Boy, I'm on for a nice walk in this gorgeous campus with no stress. And you two guys, friends of mine,
yeah,
are hitting me with all these controversial
things. I'm breaking so news media now, Tom.
You went to the dark side. But I would say that, again, you know, it's not talked about much with the coaches. Coaches have no say in any of these things. And I was a little surprised. I'm not sure I'm for or against it, but I do think we've got probably too many teams that are in Division One that don't belong in here. That's one problem. And two is there are a lot of teams in, so should you expand a little bit if you have a takeoff football and the number of bowl games compared to the number of teams and all that. But I hope it doesn't get watered down, you know, and I hope we don't lose – the excitement of what it is, but I don't really, we're not fed the information on why. We're just like soldiers. Tell us what to do and we do it.
The Detroit Economic Club has Jay Batt and President Guskowitz down here today. Ryan Armani is going to be over there live on JR Afternoon. Let's focus on Michigan State and the positive things that are happening. The Final Four is in Detroit this year. Your team, your preparation. You know how desperately I want to see the Spartans right down here at Ford Field once again for the Final Four.
Huh. Another alum putting pressure
there
on
me. There we go.
One of my best friends is putting it on me. You know,
anything less. Anything less.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. Get to the Elite Eight and you're fired. I understand it. But, you know, first of all, let me say this. I am, like, been so impressed with our president. You know, I think you and I had a good one for some time. And, you know, then we've gone through a lot of different ones. But Kevin has been a breath of fresh air. I mean, he walks his campus every day, walks his dog. And, you know, he's been out as much or more than any president I've ever met. And, you know, but when you're president, like when you're coach, you know, some people like you and some people don't. But I think the job he's done has been phenomenal. And I think, you know, one of the reasons I'm excited on hanging in there is because I think we got great leadership and it's going to really take us to new places. As far as the, you know, tournament, great for Detroit. I was down there for the opening. Great for guys like you, Mark. I'm all in to help everybody get there, but I'd sure like to get there myself.
As would we. We appreciate you so much, Coach. Get that walk in.
Yes, Coach.
And stretch afterwards.
That's right.
All right,
guys. Talk to you later.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Coming up, top of the hour, and the latest news, sports, the Pistons winning. They're up 2-0, and Jamie's going to join us as well. Jamie Edmonds is going to talk about part 2 of her podcast. That's next on JR Morning.